Ringers. And that.
What would you like?
Ninnin's
earrings?
Yes.
Mummy's earrings?
Yeah.
Do you want to look at them?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes. In the ringing.
Yes, that's right. Don't put them in your ears. Don't put them in your ears, will you? Is that why Mummy wears them?
Yes.
Oops, you've dropped one.
Dropped one. I want a big one.
Is there another one? All right, don't put them in your ears.
No.
It'll hurt if you stab yourself with the back. Have you dropped it again?
Yes.
I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Ninnin's
earrings.
I dropped one.
You've dropped one again?
Yeah.
Oh, you're always dropping them. Right, should I put them away now?
Oh dear. More.
I don't know where it's gone, Thomas.
They're shoes.
You see Daddy's shoes?
Yeah.
Oh yes, he's left them under the table, hasn't he?
Yes.
Right. Where's the other one gone, Thomas? Do we know?
Yes, they're in the manager.
Is it on the chair somewhere? Oops, there it is. Would you like to try some melon?
And then the moon is there.
Would you like to try some melon? Oh, I've put the earrings away now, Thomas, because we might lose them. There you are, do you want to try that? Try some melon. Have you tried melon? It's going to hurt if you bang your head on the table, isn't it?
Another one is there.
What would you like?
Two Smarties, please.
Two Smarties? No. No. It's going to really hurt, isn't it? It's a silly thing to do. Shall we see what's in this bag?
I'm going to see.
What's that?
What's that?
What is it?
A cake!
It's a little cake, isn't it?
Yes. A torch!
Yes. Shall I take it out of the paper for you?
Yes.
Shall we just take the paper off? Where did you have one of these earlier on today? Teddy Bear's Picnic? Oh, that is so naughty. That really is naughty. Well, why have you done that? Why have you done that? Why have you done that, Thomas? You've got such a bad temper. Can't blend the heat today, it's gone cool.
Yes.
That's very naughty. Have you seen what a mess you've made?
Oh, yes.
Well, who's going to have to clean all that up?
Yes. My earrings.
You're not having my earrings now, no.
Smarties!
You're not having Smarties either. Thomas, that little cake was given to you this morning at the end of the teddy bear's picnic. It was supposed to be a treat. And you've just crumbled it up and thrown it, haven't you, because you're in a bad temper. We went on a teddy bear's picnic this morning, didn't we?
Yes.
Was it nice?
Yes. Jump.
You were on a bouncy castle jumping, weren't you?
Yes. Man in the way.
A man in the white van came, didn't he? And took the bouncy castle away.
Yes.
When we got there, it was song time and story time.
Yes.
And we had some crisps. And some little muffins.
Yes.
And some juice.
Yes.
And Mummy had a cup of coffee.
Yes.
And then we went outside.
Yes. Oh, so knee.
Yes, that's right. You're remembering back to the week before when you fell. And you got a sore knee. And then we went outside with Bethany and with Isabel. And Michael.
English.
And Rachel.
Yes.
We played on the bouncy castle. Well, you played on the bouncy castle and you had to take your shoes and socks off, didn't you? I wasn't sure whether you'd like it at first, but you did. But there were one or two children in there. So one or two children there, a little bit too rough, I thought. I was worried that you were going to get your head trodden on. But you were all right, weren't you?
Yes.
And then we got off and the man came and he let all the air out. And the bouncy castle went down, didn't it?
Yes.
And then did you run around the car park with Isabel?
Yes.
And at one point you went off on your own and you ran right around the building, didn't you?
Yes.
Mummy had to run after you.
Yes.
And then you played a little bit inside, didn't you? Do you remember riding around in the car?
Yes.
You won't see those cars now until September, will you?
Oh dear. Yes.
And then we walked home with Joe.
Yes.
But we called off at the little shop and bought some sausage rolls for lunch, didn't we?
Yes.
When we came home, we had a nappy change and then we sat outside and had sausage rolls and baked beans.
Oh, it's raining.
Yes, it started to rain and you had some peach, didn't you? You ate a whole peach. And it started raining, but we had the umbrella up so we kept quite dry.
A moon!
Yes, the umbrella went up to the moon, didn't it? It was very high. And then what happened? You played with some pebbles.
Run.
What do you say?
Run.
What's going around?
A mixer.
Oh, the mixer's going around, right? Yes, but we haven't seen a mixer today, have we?
Cheese and a mess.
What's a mess?
A mess.
The train's a mess.
No,
it's not a mess. I don't know what train you're talking about, mind you. It might be a mess.
Stop. Juice,
you'd like some more juice? And then this afternoon you had a little sleep because you were very tired, weren't you? And then this afternoon we've been for a long walk, haven't we?
Yes.
We've been posting some letters.
Is it a big bang?
A big bang?
Yes. Bang and then. Little boxes in.
That's right. Mummy wrote some letters.
Yes.
And normally they come through our yellow letterbox or our gold letterbox, don't they?
Yes.
But this time we were taking them to a red pillar box, weren't we?
Yes.
And I held you up and you posted four letters.
The baby ones.
Baby ones. And on the way home, you wanted to walk along Burnish Lane so you could see some buses.
Yeah.
And we went to Joe's house, didn't we? To see Sooty, the dog, and baby Becky. You've had a busy day, really.
No. Mixer, run.
That's right, the mixer goes around and around, isn't it?
No. Mixer.
Is that the noise that the mixer makes? Is that nice?
Play, bro. Hello, bro.
What are you saying? Hi, hello?
Yes.
When we went on our walk this afternoon, you were doing some marching, weren't you?
Yes.
March, march, march. And you were swinging your arms. Are you very thirsty? You want to drink a lot today, don't you? And it's not really as warm as it has been some days.
Lisa!
What are you looking at?
A Remus!
Where's Remus?
A Remus!
You're looking at the table. There's a mess on the table, isn't there?
Yes. Joe Sooty!
Joe Sooty? Have you seen Joe Sooty? Joe's dog Sooty? Very crumbly, aren't they, those?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're too busy eating to talk. You've eaten quite a big meal this evening, haven't you?
Yes.
Have you enjoyed it? Mummy's going to have a slice of melon now.
Lemon a big bun.
Do you like to share Mummy's melon? I'd like to try that. Oh, I'll pop it there, then you can try it if you like.
I just did that. I just did that.
You want your train to play?
This is the mess.
It's an awful mess, isn't it?
Just a mess. I just used the mess.
Are you riding the train through the crumbs?
Yes.
Oh, is this a dirty train now?
Massa choo choo in.
Are you putting some of the crumbs in the back of the train? Is that what you said? Massa choo choo in? I thought you would have liked melon.
Let's choo choo.
looked where the train driver's gone, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the man who's driving the train, but really he's the racing driver from the racing car, isn't he? We've lost the train driver.
Yes.
I would imagine he'll turn up in one of the flower tubs outside.
The rest of the trees!
No.
Mum and Dad, you're seeing the rest of the trees.
What are you saying? Daddy said he would smack your bottom if he saw you doing anything to the trees. Or did you get into trouble with Ninan today?
No, Ninan!
Is that what I was shouting at you?
I just
ate this tree. You were being a bit naughty, Thomas, weren't you? Because you were pulling some petals off flowers.
Yes.
And when Mummy said you hadn't to do it, you ran over to another bush and did it even more on that one. So Mummy brought you inside, didn't she, and told you you couldn't go out again. It was raining as well, though, so you didn't really miss very much, did you?
No.
Are you going to start picking flowers again then, the next time you go out?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, I told you not to pick them.
Yes.
Are you going to be a good boy? Thomas going to be a good boy.
I dare them.
Where's who gone?
I dare them. Moo bus, progress.
Where are the buses gone?
A moo bus, progress.
A blue bus and a red bus?
No, yes. Yes, please. Moo bus, brooms. Moo bus and a bus, please.
Were you talking about the mess?
A brown bus.
Oh, I think what you're talking about are the blue and the red carriages from the train that you play with outside. You want to put your crumbs into those.
Yes.
No, well, they're outside now, Thomas, and we're inside. We can't start getting outside toys inside, can we?
The blue bus there.
Shall we put some of those crumbs onto a spoon?
And
don't put them in the tray. Are you going to go to bed early tonight? Is Thomas going to go to bed early? You went to bed early last night, didn't you?
Yes.
And you slept through till...
I'm this way. Yes.
Slept all the way through till about 6:20 this morning, which is very good for you.
Yes.
Didn't wake up once in the night, did you?
No.
Must have been a very tired boy.
Yes.
There we are, Mummy's finished now. That was good, I enjoyed that. Would you like to finish this? Oh, you've got one there. Mm. Oh, that looks tasty.
Beba. Yes, a beba, a beba.
A beba?
Beba.
taste nice, Thomas?
Yes. Beba, beba.
When we went out for our walk today, I was asking you not to touch the cars, wasn't I?
Beba, beba.
Yes, because I was frightened you'd set a car alarm off. And it would have gone beba, beba, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Put that in the bin.
That a bin!
And I'm going to take this melon outside.
This is...
Put it in the compost bin.
Beba.
Hear a doggy barking when I went outside. Could you hear it?
Yes. No, no, she's.
No, what, darling?
No, she.
No, what?
No, see.
No, see. Oh, you mean you can hear the dog barking, but you can't see him. Is that what you were meaning? We've got some more things for the bin here, haven't we?
A muffin!
Not for the compost bin, not for the rubbish bin.
A wet truck has got a big truck coming.
Is there a big truck coming?
No.
No, you see, I can't see a big truck.
A demus!
Yeah.
Oh dear, mess.
I'm never quite sure whether you're saying oh dear mess or ice cream mess. What were you saying then?
Oh dear!
Oh dear, yes, that's Mummy's magazine.
Yes.
Daddy just bought Mummy this, hadn't he? Then you came home from your walk and you weren't very pleased because we made you come inside. And you got a bit upset and you ripped the magazine, didn't you?
Yes.
It wasn't a nice boy, was it?
Smack-a-bum!
Smack-a-bum? No, we didn't do. We didn't do. But you obviously know that you didn't do the right thing. Look at the back of this magazine. Who's that?
The Poof. Poof.
Is it a little boy sitting on a potty?
No.
It is. They're advertising some Pampers pull-ups, practice pants.
Yes.
We'll have to get you some of those.
Yes.
Sitting on his potty, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, look, they've got a nice Mickey Mouse on the front, haven't they?
The baby there.
Anyway, you have a look at the picture.
Oh, did he? Yes.
You're doing very well, though, actually, aren't you? I think you're a clever boy.
A poo in his potty.
Poo a potty? Is that little boy sitting on his potty? What do you think he's called?
Julia.
What do you think he's called?
Julia. Julia.
What do you think he's called?
Julia.
Oh. I can't really tell what you're saying.
Julia.
Would you like some more beans?
No, Daddy. There's
a crane in there. Crane in there? What about this piece of bread?
No.
It's some coleslaw?
Oh.
Yes, you might like that. So leave that there. We needn't rush, need we? Just as long as you've had plenty, I don't mind how long it takes.
I wish I'd done.
Pardon?
Yes, the baby.
Yes, that's right. You're still looking at the picture of the little boy sitting on the potty, aren't you? Is Mummy running some water?
Wash her down!
Wash her down? Well, you look like you're still enjoying some tea, so I'll leave you a little bit longer. And I'll start washing up and putting these things away. Yes. And then tomorrow, Thomas, Grandma and Grandad are coming to look after you, aren't they?
Now brush your teeth.
Yes, I'm sure they'll say the same, won't they? Well, before going to work, Mummy's going to have to make sure that they know that you've got to be watched when you're in the garden. I don't think Grandad would like to see you doing what you did today, would he? Snip, snip a trees. No, he wouldn't let you do that, would he?
On the boot. Snip, a trees. The boot. Snip, a trees.
Are you asking for the book? The book where we cut the trees with the scissors?
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Well, I'll tell you what. You finish your tea.
No.
Oh, we'll have a clean up.
What's that done?
Alright.
What's that done? What's that done?
Okay, there was something else Mummy wanted to look at today with you.
The chairs! The baby chairs! A baby chair!
You want to get out of that chair and go into a different chair?
Yes. Put them chairs!
Put them chairs?
No.
Well, I thought we'd have a look at a different book today.
Oh, there's a chance!
But it's good that you remembered about the book that we looked at yesterday about the garden.
Nanny's a cheese!
Yes, that's where you could clip the hedge, wasn't it, with the shears that came in the book.
A button!
What about that bread?
Nanny's a cheese!
Well, you've drunk that juice as well, because you must be very thirsty. What else was in the book, Thomas?
Knit a cheese.
Well, there was a garden shed full of tools, wasn't there?
Yes.
There was a spade.
Spade.
And a fork.
Fork.
But the fork wasn't like the fork that you eat your lunch with, was it?
No.
It was a big fork for turning the earth over with. And there was a rake. Do you remember the little squirrely patterns in the soil that were made once we pulled the rake over the soil? And what else was there?
Minutes of cheese!
Yes, there were some shears. And there was a lawn edge, and there was something to straighten up the grass once it had been cut. There was a lawnmower.
Nips a cheese.
And there was a wheelbarrow, wasn't there? Do you remember the yellow wheelbarrow?
Nips a cheese.
And when we looked inside that garden shed, it was very tiny, but there was a toy truck and there was a beach ball, wasn't there? And right at the end of the book, when it said we'd work very hard and got the garden looking lovely, we could play out. It showed the ball in the garden, so somebody had taken it out of the shed to play with it. And there was a teddy on the swing, wasn't there?
Yes.
Did you not see
the moon up the moon?
That's right, the teddy was swinging up to the moon, wasn't it? Did you take your teddy bear with you today?
Yes.
Did the teddy bear's picnic?
Yes.
And did you do any singing today?
No.
What about singing Ba Ba Black Sheep to me?
Ba Ba Sheep.
Oh no, you're squealing then because you're thinking of Row 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 the Boat. It's too noisy, that tells.
Yes.
Isn't it? Much too noisy. So what do you think you'll be doing tomorrow?
Maybe it's a
cheese. What do you think you'll be doing with Grandma and Grandad tomorrow?
Maybe it's there.
Think you'll be going in Grandad's car?
No, no.
Yeah. Right, shall we wipe all these crumbs? I'm going to wash this train as well because it's a bit dirty, isn't it?
Yeah! Nip-nip's a book. Nip-nip's a cheese!
You can only do it in that book though, can't you?
I'll have to go upstairs to the book. Yes.
What big boxes are you thinking of?
Doors. A big boxes.
Oh, on the doors. Are you talking about letter boxes?
Yes.
Because when we came home from toddler group today, Joe and Becky had given us a thank you card, haven't they?
Yes. And a boxes. A bang.
And you put it, posted it through our letter box.
A big one came on the letter boxes.
And then Mummy had to keep shutting the front door. Well, you posted it through the letterbox, and then we had to open the door and come inside and pick it up, and then we had to go back outside and shut the door so you could post it again. And this went on a long time, didn't it? And then you wanted to ring the doorbell.
Yes. I'm not safe!
But this afternoon we've actually been to the proper post box on the end of the road, haven't we? That's not a yellow box though, is it? That big pillar box. What colour's that?
Baby on a sore knee.
Has that baby got a sore knee? The baby that's sitting on the potty in the picture?
Sore knee.
Has he got a sore knee?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear. What do you think he did? Do you think he fell at toddler group?
Yes.
Was he sore knee?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. I don't think it is, really. I think it's just where the magazine page has got wet because Mummy's just wet at the table. It just made the picture go a bit funny, but it does look like he's got a sore knee, doesn't it?
In a boot. Then it's a cheese.
Before you go to bed, would you like an apple?
Yes. No.
Yes, no? Well, not just now, because you're not going to bed just yet, are you?
No.
A little bit later on. You're not going to be late to bed, though, are you?
No.
Because I think you're quite a tired boy. You must be tired after everything you did this morning. All that running around and jumping and bouncing. Yes?
Yes!
Yes! Running and jumping and bouncing.
Yes.
And you were riding around in that car for a long time, weren't you?
Yes.
Little toy car.
Toy's a car.
Toy car.
Yum. Duck. Rum, rum.
And did you put it away in the storeroom at the end? You ran into the room where we normally go for story time, didn't you?
Yes.
But I had story time inside today. Did you remember all the green and red chairs?
Did you?
That were around the side of the room?
Oh, yellow chairs!
Yellow chairs? Were there some yellow chairs as well? Yes. I only saw red and green ones.
Green ones.
Green ones.
Blue ones.
And red ones.
Yes.
Blue ones. You saw red ones and green ones.
Zap ones.
Green ones.
Brown ones. Blue ones.
And blue ones. Every colour.
Hello. Hello.
Excuse you.
Hello.
What do you say? Pardon me. Oh, Tom, nurse, what do you say? Excuse me.
A big mouth.
A big mouth? A big mouth?
A boot.
What do you say?
Nix a tree.
It's a tree. Well, let's have a look at something else first, shall we? I wanted to have a little look at this book.
What's this book?
What's this book? It says Seasons Puzzles.
Nix a tree. What's this?
That's a big pumpkin.
What's this?
Will you tell me what that is?
Apple.
Apples. And who's that?
Baby in the watch.
The baby. And what's this?
A choo-choo's in.
That's a sand castle, but it's a very fine castle and there's a tunnel running underneath it. Is that why you said choo-choo's in? Because you think a train could go underneath there. Were you on a bouncy castle this morning?
Yes.
You said castle, didn't you?
Let's
have a look together, shall we? This says spring. These are all the things that you expect to see in spring. Two little chicks. A bird's nest with, look, eggs in it. How many eggs?
Two ones.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 brown speckled eggs. And a little lamb. What does the lamb say?
Moo!
Moo?
Yes.
And some tulips, some nice flowers. Now look, there's a jigsaw puzzle here.
Jigsaws.
And it's of a tree with blossom on it. Tree with flowers.
Yes.
There we are.
Back.
Back. Shall we put the jigsaw back together? There we are.
Nip, nip.
Yes, it's been cut, hasn't it? Let's put it back like this and we get the picture of the tree again. But can you see in the meadow all these yellow flowers?
Hello.
Well, we walk on Heat and Mersey Common, there are a lot of yellow flowers, aren't there? Look, would you like to put that piece there?
Yes.
How many pieces is that?
Two.
It's a 6-piece jigsaw. And if we press that in there, then look. Do we get the whole picture again?
The baby. And then snips the trees.
Snips the trees.
And then?
Because the jigsaw is a picture of a tree, isn't it? And it's cut into 6 pieces.
And then?
Yeah.
And the baby.
Where's the picture of the tree now? Is it in the book?
Yes.
Is it in the book?
No.
No, it's not there, it's on the table. Right, you hand me the pieces, shall we put it together again? I think that goes at the
back.
Top.
Back. Please.
What do you think that is?
And then the back tree.
Shall we put that one there? Oh, back tree, are you saying putting it back? Putting the tree back in the book, aren't we? How about putting that down there?
Yes.
Some are high and some are low. Which is this? This shows the sky. So is this high or is it low?
Yes.
Is it high in the sky?
Yes.
Up a moon? And where's this on the ground? Is that low?
Yes.
So that's spring. Let's look at the next page. What do you think the next page has? The next page has summer.
Well, summer. Goodbye.
What did you say?
Christmas.
Yes, that's right. You pointed to an ice cream inside the ice cream bus. You pointed to the ball. And when you looked at the bucket and the spade, you said something. But then you said, sand pies. Is that what you made with Grandad? You took a spade and a bucket to the beach and made sand pies.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Is that a sailing boat? Oh, look, now there's another jigsaw here. It's got six pieces. And that shows a picture of the sea and the sand. And some cliffs. Big rocks. What's the matter? What's the matter? Oh, I thought we were going to do this together. If you throw pieces on the floor, it makes it twice as hard, doesn't it? Shall we put this back together? One of the pieces is missing. Thomas, don't throw things on the floor. Smudge, are you bored?
I'm a bossy.
You'd like to have a look at the box as well. But what we'll do, we've looked at spring in this book. Let's have a look in this box.
In this box,
I think there's something else to do with spring. Look, it says mini puzzle set. There are four little boxes. One says spring, one says summer, one says autumn, and one says winter. Well, let's get the one out of the spring box, shall we? And let's see what this is. Is this another picture, look? Shall we put that there? Well, you just throw them on the floor again, haven't you?
Oh, no!
You obviously don't want to do this, do you? What do you not want to do? Sit quietly. Well, look at something. Thomas, what do you want? Picking up the boxes and squealing and screaming and being silly, haven't you? What's the matter? Do you want to cuddle? Are you just feeling a bit out of sorts? Are you feeling out of sorts? Do you want to cuddle with Mummy? Thomas? Do you want to go to bed? Thomas, do you want to go to bed? Yes. It's not really bedtime, is it? Sweetheart, come here, what's that? Is it all that bouncing on the bouncy castle?
Oh dear.
You are tired, aren't you? Shall we get ready for bed?
Linux and cheese!
Is that what you want to do? Look at that book.
That book.
That book. Well, I'll have to go upstairs for that book.
Yes.
You just wait there. And you talk to Teddy and tell Teddy what you've been looking at.
A seashore!
Seashores at the seaside. There you are, there's Teddy.
Yes.
You talk to Teddy while I'm gone.
About the feet. Yeah. Come. Jim. The mole. Jim. Thank you. But number nine, Nip-Nip Cities.
Nip-Nip a tree book.
Listen,
if we're looking at this book, we look carefully.
Yes.
Wait. It says your garden will look wonderful when you've finished all the gardening, so let's make a start. What's that?
No.
A pussycat. What do you think it's called?
Shoo.
Shoo?
Yes.
What's Sue's pussycat called?
Smudge.
Smudge?
Yes.
And what's Linda's pussycat called? Well, she's got three, hasn't she? She's one called Tiddles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, that's this morning because that ginger cat, that awful ginger cat, attacked Molly next door, didn't she?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
And you were having your breakfast and there was the most dreadful noise outside, wasn't there?
Yeah, what's he?
And Linda.
The bow doing.
What's the bow doing? Yes, there was one pussycat attacking another one, wasn't there? And Linda came out and Mummy came out. And yes. I asked you if it was Purdy and you said it was, but it wasn't, was it?
No.
It was Molly and the ginger cat. Has she got a pussycat called Tiddles as well?
Yes.
And a black and white one called Felix?
Yes.
Three pussycats?
Really?
How many pussycats have we got?
No!
No, we've got one, haven't we?
One.
And what's she called?
Too much.
She's called Birdie.
Yes.
And you've got a bunny rabbit, haven't you?
Yes.
And what's she called?
Molly.
That's right.
This is sauce.
She's on the seesaw. She's actually sitting on Dobbin, the rocking horse, isn't she? She's sitting with the bow wow on Dobbin, the rocking horse.
Yes.
Nip-Nip. There's the compost bin. Look, now that's funny, isn't it? Because when we'd finished those melon skins, she said, I'm going to put them in the compost bin. It's a shed door. Shall we knock on the door and see if there's anybody there? Knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
Oh, he is inside the shed.
Nip-Nip cities. Oh, Nip-Nip cities.
They're called shears, aren't they?
Nip-Nip cities.
What else is there? There's a trowel and a fork.
Nip-Nip cities.
And a rake. I think there should be a spade somewhere.
Nip-Nip
the lawn edger. Snip-snip a tree, yes, that's all you want to do. And there's the spade. Look, there's the watering can. Well, do you want to put the shears in the watering can? What's I talking about? The wheelbarrow?
Nip-Nips.
And then you can wheel it. Wheel it round. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wheel it round to where we need it.
And Nip-Nips the cheese. Trees.
No, they're not trees, are they? We've got to go through lots of pages before we get to the trees. Do you remember this one? Look out. Look out. The sprinkler's coming on.
Mondo.
That's grass from the grass box, isn't it?
Nip-Nips are trees.
Look, it's cutting the grass of the lawnmower. What are these little flowers in the grass called?
They're white.
They're white, but are they called daisies?
Yes.
And look, can you see these here with three leaves? That's called clover. Clover. You see clover and daisies on the grass. That's nice, isn't it? As you're cutting the lawn, can you see how it's going from long to short? Can you see?
Nip-Nips are cheese.
Can you see?
Nip-Nips are cheese.
Please, well, seeing as you said that, let's turn the page.
Nip-Nips are cheese.
Well, this is the one, isn't it? We've got to put it all back first. Before you can
start. Nip-Nips are worse.
Because it says, using the shears, carefully trim the untidy leaves from the bush. And what shape did you make? Can you remember from yesterday what shape we got?
Yellow!
There's yellow flowers there, yes.
Nip-Nips are cheese.
a second. Right. You use the shears. Well, this is how you do it. Let Mummy show you and then you can do it.
Yes.
Like Mummy uses scissors when she's cutting your nails. Or like the barber uses scissors when he's cutting your hair. Yes. These are shears.
Shears.
And look, you get them like that. And snip, 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 snip. Yes.
Thank you, Mummy.
Look. There we are. Off with that untidy bit of hedge.
Yes.
You do all the rest. You trim all this. For the shears. Do you want to use the shears?
Yes.
Well done, look at that. That's two pieces we've cut off.
Yes. And then next the trees.
Yes, that's some more untidy leaves, isn't it? And some more.
Wow. And then
some more.
Wow. And then next the trees.
Yes. Oh, that's clever.
And more.
We saw that lady today cutting her hedge, didn't we, when we came up from the toddler group?
And then?
Now, there's one more piece, isn't there, that's untidy. Where is it?
More.
Where's the other piece that's untidy?
Okay.
It's here. Now, what shape did you make when you cut all the untidy bits off?
More.
What's it a shape of?
More.
It's the shape of a rabbit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a weed out of the flower bed, isn't it? A weed out of the flower bed. I can use the fork to do that, look. There we are. You do it with the others.
Yes.
Use the fork. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Right, I can just see one more weed.
One away.
One more weed over there. Oh, that's a little bit of edging from the lawn, isn't it? We use the lawn edger for that, look. There. Just be gentle with it, Thomas. Yes? There are two more bits over there, look.
One piece.
One piece, two more pieces.
And then?
Yes. One more piece.
One more piece.
One more piece.
More.
One more piece there.
One piece. A tree.
Oh, you use the lawn edger for tidying the lawn, look. Straightening the edge of the lawn.
Yes, I do it.
Yes, I do it. Yes, you're going to do it, are you? Well, you wouldn't use the shears really for doing that, would you?
No.
The shears are just for making that bush look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yes. And I can see one more weed.
One piece.
One more weed.
And then there's
Are you looking for it? I can see two weeds actually now I've moved my arm. Is that a weed there?
Yes.
You're going to pull it out with your fingers or are you going to use the fork? Can you use the fork?
It's the fork.
Where's the fork? Here's the fork. Mm-hmm. Can you see any more weeds?
No.
I can.
I can.
Let's go march. Oh! There's a weed. There's a weed. How's it going?
It's my weed.
There's no more weeds now. Now, what have we got here? Beautiful flowers.
And no more weeds.
No more weeds. You've worked really hard. You've got rid of all weeds. These are beautiful flowers. No.
No weeds.
When we were coming back from Joe's today, we saw some flowers in tubs. And Mummy said, don't touch them. But what did I say you could do?
Yes.
I said you could smell them and say, mmm, nice, as long as you didn't touch them.
Yummy.
Yummy. So, those are pink roses. You're going to smell those. Yes. Tell me they're nice.
Mmm.
And what about these yellow ones?
Mmm.
And the blue ones?
Blue ones.
And more yellow ones up here, look. Oh, you're kissing them. Are they so nice?
Mmm.
And look at these red ones here. Oh, you kiss them all. Now that's what you must do. When you're in the garden and you see flowers, do you pull the heads off?
No.
No. You look at them and you say, oh, what nice flowers.
And then no more weeds.
No, there's no more weeds because you pull all the weeds out. But the flowers with pretty heads, you leave them to grow, don't you?
Yes.
So you can look at them and say, oh, aren't they beautiful? Now I suggest we put all these clippings, look, we put the weeds and the bits of hedge and the bits of grass from the edge of the lawn. Shall we put them in the wheelbarrow? What colour is the wheelbarrow, Thomas? Is it yellow?
Yellow.
The yellow wheelbarrow. And shall we wheel it?
Yes.
Back to the compost bin. Where's the compost bin? Is that near the shed at the beginning?
Yes.
At the beginning of the book?
Yes.
Can we go back to the shed? We've got to walk through all this to get to the shed.
Not a door.
Yes, well, let's go past the shed to the compost bin. Now it says, make sure that you put empty the weeds and garden rubbish in this compost bin. It can be reused.
No. So
shall we empty all these weeds and post them through there?
Yellow boxes in.
Yes, like you posted letters through the yellow boxes in the post box, the red post box. We're posting all these weeds into the compost bin, aren't we?
In the boxes.
Yes?
Yes.
Any more in the wheelbarrow? Any more? Yes, look at all these. Thomas, tidy up.
More weeds.
But those weeds that you've pulled out of the grass, that you've put in a compost bin, they're not flowers, are they?
No.
They're weeds.
Weeds.
And it's only weeds that you're allowed to pick. You're not allowed to touch flowers.
And then?
Yes.
Weeds.
So all those beautiful bushes, the beautiful tubs that Mummy has in the garden, in our garden outside.
No.
You don't touch those, do you?
No.
Just weeds.
On the sea. One at a time.
Are you putting them in the bin one at a time?
Oh, it's just one at a time.
One at a time. You're being very clever, aren't you?
It's a boxes. And the boxes. A big truck coming.
A big truck coming, do you think there is?
Yes.
I can't see a big truck coming, can you really?
Yes. Nindin's hair.
Nindin's hair? Oh, you're giving Nindin a kiss. Oh, that's nice. Can I have another kiss, please?
Yes.
Oh, how beautiful. I should be kissing you because you worked very hard in the garden, haven't you?
Yes.
Shall I give you a kiss then? Oh, you're giving me a big... Oh, I love you, Thomas.
Oh, Lily's on!
Lily's on, oh dear, was my elbow on the book? Can we miss one of the weeds? You've put everything in the bin, haven't you, like a good boy?
Weeds off.
Where have the weeds gone? Have they all gone?
Yes.
Well, do you know what's going to happen to those weeds? They're all going to rot together, aren't they? And it'll end up all like mush.
Oh, mimic the trees.
Yes, all the clippings from the trees. There we are.
Eee.
The bin's full now, isn't it? But be careful, be careful.
Bye.
Oh, you're saying goodbye. Have we finished gardening now?
Yes.
Yes, well, what about, right, we'll put the book over here. Here's the wheelbarrow. What about putting all these tools into the wheelbarrow so we can wheel it back to the shed?
Yes.
What's that?
Brush.
A brush. That's the law ledger. And what's that?
A fork.
A fork. That's a fork.
What's this?
It's a spade.
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 A brush.
That looks like a brush, but that's a rake.
Rake.
That's a trowel.
Trowel.
That trowel looks like the little trowel that you made some pies with. And did I see a weed?
Yes.
Yes. Have you forgotten to put one of the weeds in the compost bin?
Yes.
It's gone back in the wheelbarrow?
Yes.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Shall we put all the tools back in the shed now?
Yes.
Take them out of the wheelbarrow. Put them back into the shed. Here we are.
Back of the shed.
Back of the shed.
No shed?
Yeah, it's inside the shed. We've knocked on the door. And the shed's open. Look, they hang up here, don't they? And the tool rack.
Yeah.
Right, we hang them all up to make them nice and tidy, don't we? Oh, I think you're just tired because you had a busy day in the garden. Yes! Oh, you sad because they've all had to go away. I think you need to go away now. I think we need to go and take you upstairs and give you a nice big splash. Yes? Big splash. And then a drink of milk. And then what happens? You some bed, you say? Oh dear, Thomas. You passed it, haven't you, love? The bus book?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, we'll have your bath, have a drink of milk, and then we'll read the bus book, yes? Before bed? Yes. Well, don't you like read the bus book, do you?
A baby man!